Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're on the air with none other than Prophet Eric Miller coming all the way from Texas. You want to get on the line. If you're not on blogtalkradio.com/RoShawnSmith, you should be listening pure Periscope. This man of God is so awesome. Glory to God. Let me see who's on the line right now. Caller, you on the air. Is this Prophet Miller?
Yes, ma'am. It's Elder Miller.
All right. How are you doing, man of God?
I'm doing well today, doing awesome today. I hope you're doing the same.
I'm doing great. We have people that have been tuning. They're tuning in now, pure Periscope. Mm-hmm. They're logging on, and also people that are actually listening to us, pure Internet and iPad. We just want to know, you know, share some bit about your ministry. Share what God is getting ready to do. Share what God is taking you to and taking you from. Glory to God. And just share with the people for this 30-minute segment. I've been telling everybody that I know, and I've been letting them know that you're coming on because I know you have an awesome ministry. I told them about your morning glory every morning, and they can log on. Is it Preach, at Preach on Periscope?
At Preacher.
Please forgive me,
with
Periscope.
At Preacher.
Preacher. Look him up. Morning glory. Go ahead and share with us, man of God. I'm going to let you have the floor. Glory to God.
Amen. I truly thank God for this opportunity. Did you want me to go ahead and speak or just what did you want me to do a short biography?
Just go ahead and however God leads you.
Okay.
Flow in the spirit. I don't want to control the atmosphere because right now people are logging on pure Periscope.
Amen.
And they're logging on the air just to hear, you know, what God is telling you.
Amen. Glory to God. I think I don't want to talk too much about myself. I want God to
Amen.
Get all the glory. Amen. I'm Elder Miller, Calvin Miller. You can look me up on Facebook at Elder C. Miller, Periscope at Preacher. But I want to really go into what God was giving me to give the people of God. And I began to sit down, even on last night, I began to ask God, God, what is it that you would have me to give your people? And so as I began to lay down, he hadn't given me anything yet. And then when I began to lay down, he gave me a word. And I said, wow, I was just laying in my bed, and he gave me a word, I will sustain you in the ark. Then I began to look at that, and then I began to study up on it. Then he gave me something else right before I got on. So I want to speak to the people of God, if that's fine, to speak with the people of God and what he has given me. And I want to encourage every man, woman of God, that I know that you're in a new year and you're in the year of 2016, which represents the year of God's love. But God wanted me to let the people of God know that not only are you in the year of his love, but he's about to restore you. He's sending restoration to your life. He's sending restoration to your homes. He's sending restoration to every area of your life. And so as I began to look at that, and I began to pick up a word that he gave me Sunday while I was sitting in service, and he began to tell me that faithfulness is your resume. And just one little scripture that I want to talk about, and that's Joel 2:25, and he said, I will restore unto you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, my great army which I send among you. And so when I begin to look at that word, the fact that he says years and that I will restore the years, some of you have been going through years, not just a year, but the enemy has been attacking you for years in different areas of your life. And you've been in a place wondering, Lord, when is my time? When are you going to do this? Or when are you going to keep your promises? Or when is this going to come to pass? And you've been sitting in a place and you said, but the fact that you've made it into the year of love, God told me to tell you that I am about to restore unto you everything that the enemy has taken from you. And the enemy has been afflicting you. He has been tearing you down. And so when I begin to really look at the word restore, he's saying that I'm about to repair you. I'm going to repair some things that have been broken. I'm about to fix you. I'm about to fix your marriages. I'm about to mend you. I'm about to refurbish you. I'm about to recondition you, rehabilitate you. I'm about to rebuild you and remodel you and give you an overhaul. So these are the things that God began to speak to me concerning the people of God, because we've been in a place of waiting. But the only way we're going to get those things is you have to have a resume. And I want you to, when your people begin to come to you and ask you, how are you getting these things, these blessings? How are you getting this more than enough? How are you getting all of this overflow? I want you to hold up your bill of rights, hold up your resume and tell them, it's faithfulness that has got me this far. And that's a promise. So today, I just wanted to talk to a few people about that, because that's what God began to give me to give to the people. You know, there are so many people that are crying out in their spirits. It seems like they've been bamboozled. It seems like they've been manipulated. It seems like the enemy tried on every hand to break you down and break you up and to cause you to go into a place of low bar. But I'm here to tell you that God says that I am about to restore my people to their rightful place. And the reason why you're going to be restored, because God can trust you, because you stayed in your place, you stayed the way, you paid your tithes, you paid your offering, you came to service when you didn't feel like coming, you stood there by your spouse when it seemed like they were going another way, you stood there by your children when it seemed like they wanted to just be rebellious, and God is saying your faithfulness has caused you to enter into restoration. And so that's what God began to give me. I got so much stuff written down, and I'm not even reading off this paper, but right now I prophetically speak to you. And even as I was sitting in my chair, God said that I am even going into the prisons of these mothers that have been crying for their sons in the prisons. God is going to restore them even while they're there. God is going to release them even while they are in the prison. So I'm here to tell you that God is about to restore every year that the enemy, I'm saying every year, not just 2015, but every year. I'm talking about from the 80s, from the 90s, where the enemy has sit back and laughed at you because you said, I'm going to be faithful to a God that I can't see. The enemy sit back and laughed at you because you said, I'm going to go and put my offerings and my tithes into the storehouse because the word of God told me to do. And the enemy has said, no, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put a wrench in that thing to cause them to give up. And the reason, and the simple fact that you didn't give up on God, the simple fact that you didn't throw in the towel, God said, I am going to restore you. So the enemy is sitting back now in some of your cases. He's saying, where is your God now? But I can tell you today that after today, you can stand up, hold your resume in your hand, and tell the enemy, faithfulness is my resume, because I've stood the test. I've stood every affliction. I've stood it. And even this is something that I read. It said the scripture, I'm reminded of the scripture. Yes, you've been afflicted sometimes, but the scripture says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God shall deliver you out of them all. And that's a promise that God has made to you. You've stood the afflictions, even when people talked about you, they lied on you, they mistreated you, and you still said, I'm going to stand for holiness, I'm going to stand for righteousness, even though the promise haven't came yet, I'm still going to stand, even though my husband acted strange, I'm still going to stand, even though my wife acted crazy, I'm still going to stand. In the simple fact that you stood the test, God said, I am sending restoration to your home. And even those of you that have been going through on your job, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I'm going to send restoration on your job, because the reason the enemy has been fighting you so hard is because what lies in your belly. It's because what lies down in you. And the enemy does not want you to get to the place where God has called you to get. So what does he do? He stands in the way. He tries to send a hindering spirit towards you and hear the voice of the Lord say, I am about to show you that your faithfulness is your resume. You stood the test. You wanted to give up. You wanted to give in. You wanted to throw in the towel. But the simple fact that you entered into the year of my love, I'm about to show you that I love you. I'm about to show you that I care for you. I'm about to show you that you are my child, that you are my son, that you are my daughter.
praising God. Somebody ought to be mad. I know I hear some of you saying, I've heard this year after year after year. But if only you knew what dispensation the church is in, if you only knew what dispensation the faithful are in. See, God is not going to destroy his people. He's just going to send calamity to the earth. But he's going to sustain us. He's going to keep us in the center of his will. So, yes, you were afflicted. Yes, you were lied on. Yes, you were talked about. Did you give up? No. And the fact that you did not give up, God said that I am going to bring you into an expected end. Everything that you lost, he said, I'm giving you back that and more. The only thing you need to do right now is put a praise on it. Get your resume out. And I'm telling you right now, get your resume out. Hold it up and tell the devil that faithfulness is my resume. And I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on the promises of God. And there's nothing the enemy can do or say that's going to reverse what God has said this night. If God said that I'm going to restore you, you don't have to worry about the enemy. The enemy's job is to cause you not to focus on what God has said, but to focus on the tactics and the schemes that he's throwing in your life. His plan is for you to focus on everything, every assignment, the demonic assignment that he's sending toward you. But I dare you to focus on the word of the Lord, and God is going to bring you to the place where you need to be. And everything that's in you that needs to be birthed out, God said, I am going to do what I said that I would do. So now your neighbors, your people, your enemies, and all of those people are going to be looking at you crazy because you're about to come into your expected end. And so many people can't grab that. So many people can't believe that. Why? Because we've been in a place where so many people have been manipulated. So many people have been bamboozled. And then when the real deal comes along, we can't get in our minds and in our hearts. I got to really believe what the man of God is saying or what the woman of God is saying. But because somebody burnt us on down in our past, that we cannot come to the roots and say, this is God speaking. But I tell you today that this is God speaking. And God said, I'm going to restore you. How many times do I have to come to you and tell you this? If you grab it today, the quicker you grab the word, the quicker I'll come to your rescue, is what God is saying. So I prophesy to you today that everything that has been spoken in your life that was not from God, we right now we burn it up in the fire of God, and we take on a new lease in life, and we stand on the promises of God. Am I talking to the right people? So this is what God gave me to give to the people today, that you are in the dispensation of restoration. So many of you are so low in your spirit, and it seems like the more you try to come up, the lower you get. You're so low in your spirit. Your faith is low, but I decree and declare that after today, your faith will come up to its right place, that your trust in God will come up to its right place, and that God will give you discernment like he's never given it to you before. And I pray today that God will begin to cover you and cover your mind. And everything that the enemy, I even see in the realm of the spirit right now, where the enemy is looking in somebody's windows, and the fact that he can't get in the door shows that God loves you. He's looking in the window, but he can't get in the inside. I see him looking in your window, but he cannot get in the inside. That's enough right there for you to give God the glory, to give God the, I dare you. I know it may be cold outside. When you get a chance, I dare you to walk around your home 7 times. That may sound foolish to some of you, but I dare you to walk around your home 7 times, and I dare you to decree and declare that everything that belongs to me is freedom to me, and I shall receive it in my due season. And as of a matter of fact, this is your due season. I'm asking you now to stand on the word of God, stand on the promise of God, stand on the will of God. Stay in the way of God. Seek his face. God has called us to a place in prayer, a place in consecration. And those of you that will not stay faithful, I'm sorry to tell you, but you will not receive the restoration. But I'm telling you now that those of you that will stay faithful, that will stay in the will of God, that will stay in the way of God, that will stay in his face, that will stay in his ways, God your faithfulness in this season will make you whole. Your faithfulness will bring you out. Your compassion to the boat. Your faithfulness will bring you through. The only thing you got to do is stand still, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. So all I can tell you today is stay in the place of God and receive your restoration, because God is ready to restore you. God is ready to restore those debt problems. God is ready to restore your health. So many people are dying and their health is failing them, and it's never God's intention for you to be sick, because if he wanted us to be sick, he would have never got beat for it. The reason why he was beat, he said, by his stripes we are healed. In other words, it's against God's law for some of all of us to be walking in areas where we're sick in our bodies. But I decree and I declare today that a healing will take place in your body in the name of Jesus, because he does not want us to be sick. It's the attacks of the enemy that brings affliction, that brings infirmities. And we bind up every infirmity, every sickness, and every disease, and we send it back to the dry places to count the grains of sand until it's appointed time. It's 5:16, and I don't want to go over my time, but if you don't hear anything today or anything else I tell you today, I want you to know that faithfulness is your resume, and I'm living in the year of my restoration and the love of God. Glory to God.
You said something powerful, Elder Miller. You said faithfulness is your resume, and I'm living in the year of my restoration. And that's so powerful. And I don't know if somebody out here on Periscope or even on the air did y'all catch that. But I'm telling you, if you grab hold to that word, it'll take you through this year. Because he said faithfulness.
Yes, God.
And that's what people need to be, Elder. They need to be faithful unto God.
Amen.
You know, we're so faithful to other people. We're so faithful to this. We're so faithful to our secular jobs. We're so faithful to our children, our children. But when it comes to God, it's like, I was going to read, but I'm not going to read today. Amen. I might pray, but I'm not going to pray today. And I always tell people, even the people on my team, if you don't have a prayer life, then you don't have a relationship with God. You know,
Amen.
You have to have that with God. You have to have a prayer life. You have
Amen.
To have a prayer life. There's no way you can have that relationship and be in sync with God. And I love what you said. I'm going to take some callers. It's 17 minutes after 6 here on Eastern Time. Mm-hmm. But some of you on Periscope, if you need prayer, type in your prayer for Prophet Elder Miller. Amen, because he's an awesome man of God, and he said some words, and I know you heard the people on Periscope, they're blowing up, they're saying amen, they're saying yes, Elder, and I'm telling you that this word is moving through the airways because people needed to hear that. They needed to hear, faithfulness is my resume, and God is going to restore you. You're going to be restored.
Yeah.
Restoration is going to happen in 2016. You can believe that. That's money back guaranteed. And one of the pastors on here, she said, right on time. That word was right on time, Elder. She said, right on time, Pastor LaShawna 2015. She says, right on time. And I believe that. I'm going to take some people on the air. And you on Periscope that's listening to us, please type in any prayer requests or anything you want to say to Elder Miller. He's an awesome man of God. And I want to see if someone else want to say anything.
Amen.
God bless you. You on the air. Do you have any questions for Elder or anything you need him to pray for you for?
No, I was just blessed by the word. God bless you.
God bless you now. I'm going to take another caller.
Amen.
Caller, you on the air. Do you have any prayer requests or anything you want to talk to Elder about? Glory to God. They didn't want to say nothing, Elder. Let me get the next caller. We got some callers on here tonight, Elder.
Amen.
Caller, you're on the air. You're on the phone with Evangelist Smith and Elder Miller. Do you have any questions or prayer requests you may want from Elder? They're not saying nothing. I got everybody on Periscope talking, Elder. Everybody on the air ain't saying nothing, but everybody on Periscope typing. They talking about laugh out loud. Glory to God. Oh, God. They want to know, where are you located at, Elder?
At the moment, we're located in the Beaumont, Texas area. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking to relocate here pretty soon, but right now we're in the Beaumont, Texas area.
I have a caller, M.S. Kojic. She wants you to pray for her. At M.S. Kojic.
Okay.
She said, ask Elder, okay, can he pray for me?
Okay. Anything specific?
Anything specific, M.S. Kojic, that you want Elder to pray for so he could, we can touch and agree with him? No.
Okay. Amen. Did you want me to go ahead and pray over the line? Or?
Yes, go ahead and pray, sir.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we stand in agreement, oh God. We are actually standing, oh God, as intercessors at this time as we pray for this woman of God, Lord Jesus. You know what her request is, oh God, and we're, man, she's made it known unto you, God, and called for the men and the women of the church to pray for her, oh God. So, God, I ask you now, God, to look on her situation, look on her circumstance, oh God. Even now, God, I pray that you will give her strength, oh God, to endure, oh God, and I pray now, God, that you would answer her call, oh God. Whatever your will is for her life, let it be done in your son Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you and we magnify you and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know who she is, but I feel she has an anointing on her life that cannot be suppressed. She has an anointing upon her life that cannot be suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And a lot of times what God will do is he will allow things to happen in our lives or certain things to happen so that we can really get into the vein and the place where he wants us to get to, because those to whom much is given, much is required. And when you have an anointing, when you've been chosen by God, you got to go his way or no way. So I just wanted to speak that into our life.
Well, I tell you what, Elder, she just typed confirmation. Confirmation. You were saying it's confirmation. So we thank God for that word. I'm telling y'all that on here, this is a man of God. We connected through Periscope. I don't know how I ran on his page, but I'm telling you, my first night, it was an awesome word, awesome word. I have a pastor. She says she usually comes to Perlin, Texas in April. Her church is out there. She has a church out there. Do you know where that's at?
I don't know where it's at. I'm originally from Pearland, Mississippi.
Pearland, Texas. P-E-A-R-L-A-N-D.
I'm originally from Mississippi, so I'm not really from Texas. I've been here a couple of years or so.
She said near Houston. Near Houston.
Okay, well, that's close to me then.
That's close. He's on, and anybody know Elder Miller, he's always so real, and God is always, she said, all right, God bless you. He's always so real. You can get him on Periscope. You also can get him on Facebook. Hallelujah. I didn't even have him on Facebook. I got him through Periscope. I don't know. Somebody sent me his link through Periscope, you know, when you share.
Amen.
And I know if you get on his Morning Glory, he's in Texas, so he's an hour behind us. And
amen.
M.S. Kojic said she's following you now. She said, okay,
okay,
I just followed. Okay, and Pastor LaShonda 2015, she said, what is his Facebook? It's Elder Eric Miller, am I right? Elder Eric
Calvin.
C. Miller?
Calvin,
I'm sorry. Elder Calvin Miller, right?
Amen.
On
Facebook. That pastor, whoever that pastor lady is, that God is about to open some doors for her, amen, because there are some things that she has done and some seeds that she has sown, and she may have not seen the harvest, or she may have not even thought a harvest was coming from her, but God is about to open some doors for her on some things that she, because she's faithful to the ministry, and so God is about to do some. I feel I better leave that alone, but you tell her that God is about to open some doors for her.
Good God. She
said
she done took off
about
running.
To open.
She said she done took
what's
off
that?
Running.
I'm telling you,
God,
God's about to open some
running.
Doors for her.
She said God is getting ready to open some doors for you, for your faithfulness. And she just showed, she said, I took off running. And let me tell you something, One thing I have learned is when this man of God speaks, she said, at confirmation, glory to God, that's a blessing. When this man of God speaks, it is money. Have you ever heard the saying money back guarantee? Trust me. And I don't yield to a lot of people that speak in the prophetic. It has to be
Amen.
God to make me understand Him. And I have truly, truly been blessed by His periscopes. I have truly been blessed by the words that He has rendered to people that He have never seen. And they came back and said, you spoke a true word. This did happen.
Amen.
And I was just sitting on the sideline, never said anything, and I said, well, let me get my little hello in there, because, you know, he's speaking some real stuff. So it behooves you, beloved, tell a friend, tell a neighbor about this man of God. He will be moving to the on this side near North Carolina, South Carolina area, and you want to get in contact with him because God needs true men, women, of God. He needs these true people because there's so much going on. Amen. She said, the one that you prophesied to earlier, Elder, she's actually in South Carolina. What part of South Carolina? What part of South Carolina? So I can let Elder know.
Amen.
She's actually in South Carolina.
Wow.
Columbia. My God. She's in Columbia, Elder.
That's where I'm
now,
moving
you,
to.
You done tapped into something, MS Kojic, because good God from Zion.
Amen.
Good God. Pastor says she has a church. She has churches in Charlotte, Fayetteville, and Gastonia. Good
can
God.
Can I tell her something else, that pastor?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell her that overflow, not just, listen, my God, I don't know who she has sown into. I don't know what she has been faithful to, but you tell her that overflow is coming to her. She can put, tell her she can put, she can go to the bank and tell her she can cash this check without a signature. Overflow is coming to her, and it's, oh my God, from Zion. I don't know really who she, I don't even know who she is. I don't know her, but I'm telling her overflow is coming to her.
Good God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm definitely going to inbox her. Amen, because the phone just froze up, pure periscope.
Okay,
but she was saying, before it froze up, Elder, she said that she also have churches in New York and New Jersey. And she's been a friend of mine on Facebook forever. And let me tell you something. God is so awesome in all his ways. Mm-hmm. I just thank you for coming on here. You don't even know that you have graced us with your presence. You have blessed us so. And I thank God for true people, for you and your wife and your family, and anything that RS Ministries, which is the ministry that I have, that we can do to help you build ministry. That's what we're there. We're not. I'm not a ministry that will come and take from any ministry. I'm a ministry that go and bless the ministry. And anybody know me, I always love to be a blessing to anyone. And I just thank you for coming on our radio station tonight. We got 2 minutes. And I just want to tell you, God bless you, man of God. Everyone that's listening to me on the air, if you don't know Elder, you need to get to know him. Connect with people that are going higher in God and not these people that are just faking and shaking. And I thank you so much, man of God. You be blessed. And also text me your address. We want to send you a love gift. Amen. It's nothing we can repay for the gospel, but we thank God because your repayment in heaven. God bless you, sir, and you have
bless
a blessed
you.
Night.
You do the same, woman of God.
We are off the air. We're getting ready to be off the air. Thank everybody for coming. God bless you. Heaven smile on you.